Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Saturday, June 18th. Gas prices have been rising for 2 months straight. Now, on average, a tank of gas costs more than $5 nationwide. To try to bring prices back down, an organization of the world's biggest oil producers, OPEC Plus, has promised to increase production. And here in the U.S., the federal government has been releasing 1 million barrels of oil a day from its gas reserves. So why are prices still high? Today, we'll hear from trusted and well-known expert Patrick DeHaan. He's the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy and has been tracking gas markets for nearly 2 decades. Patrick is breaking down step-by-step how we got here and revealing insights into the oil market that you don't often hear about. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Patrick, thank you for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thanks for having me.
So first, can you help explain how we got here? What are the key reasons that gas is so expensive right now?
Really, all of it started with COVID, with Americans changing their driving habits essentially overnight, which caused gasoline consumption in the U.S. to plummet, along with diesel and jet fuel consumption as planes sat on tarmacs. We saw a huge decline in overall petroleum consumption, which caused oil prices to collapse, essentially, which caused oil companies then to stop producing something that wasn't being consumed. And oil companies greatly scaled back production. Refineries, in some cases, shut down permanently because of the negative outlook. Fast forward to 2021, and demand started to recover as the economy reopened. And OPEC didn't increase production until July of last year, many months after demand had started to recover, which started to create an imbalance. Demand was outpacing supply. And that imbalance has persisted and worsened into 2022. The nation's refineries have about 1 million barrels a day less of capacity. And that has led U.S. gasoline inventories to their lowest level seasonally since 2014. And with refineries having less ability to supply as much product to the market, there is the concern that if demand doesn't slow down, inventories and supply of gasoline could fall even more dramatically. And we could be looking at a very tight market for gasoline. And that is all pushing up prices considerably.
Did oil companies see an opportunity here and kind of purposely not increase their supply when they maybe saw that they should be?
Oil companies have been trying to adapt to the reality that saw a massive shift, probably the largest shift that we'll ever see in our lifetimes. And we're still navigating those shifts. Oil companies didn't have the luxury of a government bailout, which saved the airlines. Airlines could furlough employees and keep them on their payrolls. But oil companies had to let employees go, given the prospect of a collapse in the price of oil and demand. And so oil companies really have no ability to just jump back right into the game. Oil companies have a diminished ability to increase production, given supply chain issues, shortages of things like steel and equipment that goes into drilling. It's been one issue after another. And even if oil companies had 10,000 permits tomorrow, they wouldn't be able to drill on all of them because of the challenges with having enough people to drill and having enough materials to do so.
Can you explain a little bit more about why the war in Ukraine has such an impact on gas prices around the world?
Well, a lot of it is because Russia is one of the world's largest oil producers. churning out 10 million barrels a day during normal times. And because of the response from many countries to cut off Russia from the world economy, we've seen Russia's ability to sell its oil diminished, which has tightened a global market at a time that that demand has started to rebound more significantly. And so that mismatch, that imbalance, has caused oil prices to skyrocket.
And to be clear, you know, the U.S. banned oil imports from Russia, but now the European Union, which relies on that oil even more, is banning the majority of imports from Russia as well. How is that, the European Union's decision, going to affect the global supply going forward and even prices here in the U.S.?
Well, as you mentioned, Europe is the primary destination for much of that Russian crude oil. And now that the EU is basically rejecting that oil, or will by the end of 2022, European Union countries are going to have to find alternative sources, because there's only a finite amount of oil, especially if you cut off buying oil from one of the world's largest producers. You know, it's going to be a struggle. There is not additional supply in the market. Prices will continue to go up until demand goes down.
And here in the U.S., our supply chain relies heavily on the trucking industry, which means that the price of oil and the price of gas impact the price of other items we need, say groceries. Can you explain how that is all intertwined?
Well, the price of diesel is a significant price to watch. As you mentioned, diesel is what moves the economy, whether it's construction equipment, semis, trains, boats, ships, you know, almost everything is driven by diesel. It powers the economy. And so diesel is kind of this hidden, invisible tax. When you go to your grocery store, your hardware store, clothing store, when you buy goods online and have them shipped, all of that is delivered via diesel. And so the high price of diesel, which may be invisible to you when you fill up with gasoline, is still prevalent in the cost of goods you buy.
Can you provide a few tips for people about how to save money on gas while we are dealing with this?
I think my biggest tip would be to drive more fuel efficiently. There's a lot of things that can do, you know, add up to pennies here and pennies there, but how you drive is going to be the biggest factor of how much fuel your vehicle needs and how efficient it is in doing that. If you're somebody that, you know, is hard on the accelerator and then goes up to a red light and slams on the brakes only to repeat the same thing four or five times in a row, well, your fuel isn't going as far. If you can slow down on the highway 5, 10, or even 15 miles an hour and remain at a steady speed and keep your RPMs low, you're going to be doing much better. You know, there's easy ways to basically slow down, try to limit acceleration that can boost your fuel efficiency by 10, 15, even 35%. And that's the equivalent of saving, you know, 50 cents to a dollar a gallon.
Still ahead, who sets the gas prices you pay at the pump anyway? Patrick DeHaan has an analogy that helps clear things up. Plus, why a gallon of gas costs more or less depending on which state you're in. And his prediction for what prices do next. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. Have you ever had something that actually gets better as you use it? Think good jeans that stretch to perfectly fit your body over time. Would you ever think sheets could be on that list? Well, Boll & Branch sheets are not just buttery, breathable, and comfortable. They also get softer with every wash. I've already noticed the difference. And as someone who works kind of odd hours and is a fairly new parent, I value my sleep when I can get it. I want those hours to be high quality, and Boll & Branch sheets help make that possible. There's nothing quite like getting into a freshly made bed to go to sleep after a long day. And it's that much better when you love your sheets like I do, thanks to Boll & Branch. So get a discount with the promo code NEWSWORTHY at bollandbranch.com. That's bollandbranch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch, bollandbranch.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. And this podcast is also sponsored by ZocDoc. Finding and booking a doctor who's right for you does not need to be a terrible experience. Will they take your insurance, understand your needs, or be available when you can see them? With ZocDoc, the answer can be a refreshingly pain-free yes. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. The verified patient reviews allow you to see what other real humans had to say about their visit. So when you walk into that doctor's office, you're set up to see someone in your network who gets you. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc. And when I need a new doctor, I'm one of them. And now, so is the executive producer of this show, who told me she had a great experience and has returned multiple times to see the doctor that she found on ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to my conversation with Patrick DeHaan. So who or what actually sets the prices at the pump or of oil?
Oftentimes people think oil companies get to set prices, but oil companies are price takers. The market determines the price and the oil companies take it. It's very similar to the housing market. You may, you know, have an intrinsic value of your home. You may, you know, have paid X dollars for it, but it's determined by the value of your home is determined by the market, the buyer and seller. If we're in a recession, there may be no demand for homes and your home value may plummet. Whereas if there is a tremendous demand for homes and not enough on the market, prices are much higher. The same issue is afflicting oil. There's too many buyers and not enough sellers, and that has pushed the price of oil higher. So it's a market. Oil is determined and gas prices are determined, not necessarily based on any one person, but how much Americans are filling their tank and how much our sellers are willing to sell and how much supply is on the market.
And why is the price different for gas depending on where you are in the country?
Gasoline prices vary because so much varies coast to coast, region to region. Gasoline taxes vary in every state. And depending on what region of the nation you're in, there could be different supply and demand balances. The region is broken down into, or the U.S., I should say, is broken down into five regions called PAD districts or Petroleum Administration for Defense districts. Each one of these regions has different levels of inventory. And when you have a refinery that goes down in one region, it may affect just that region because it would affect the supply in that region.
So what's your prediction? How much higher will these prices go?
So there are some moves happening that could increase supply. But for now, I certainly think that there is plenty more upside that we could see in the price of oil if the situation in Russia with their invasion of Ukraine doesn't improve anytime soon. Oil prices could easily shoot up to $150 a barrel if the situation doesn't improve. And I think that could happen towards the end of the year. Now, OPEC has stepped in to clarify and to deliver or increase its quotas, stepping in to say that it would increase quotas by nearly 200,000 additional barrels. Raising its amount of oil being produced in July to nearly 650,000 barrels a day. But the question is, can OPEC deliver on its increase in production quotas? I don't know that that is a certainty yet.
And so what does that look like? Make the connection for us, the price of oil to what people pay at the pump for gas.
Well, the higher the price of oil, the higher the price of gasoline. The price of oil makes up about 55 to 60% of the price of gasoline. Now, the other issue here, as I mentioned, is the lack of refining capacity. The next kink in the hose, aside from high oil prices and oil supply, is the ability for refineries to take the barrel of oil and to turn it into something like gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and other products. And with a finite amount of refining capacity, it may be a struggle for refineries to keep up with demand and keep up with replenishing inventories as well as meeting demand. And that's why prices for gasoline have somewhat decoupled from the price of oil over the last few weeks, because gasoline inventories have continued to the point where we could see inventories falling this summer to dangerously low levels because there is less capability for refineries to meet demand.
Final thoughts for our audience about this topic.
It's going to be an expensive summer. There could be some curveball events like hurricanes or refinery disruptions that could push prices even higher, but don't expect much relief anytime soon, unfortunately.
Well, thank you to Patrick DeHaan and Gas Buddy for sharing their expert analysis. For more, follow Patrick on Twitter at GasBuddyGuy and check out his articles on GasBuddy.com. Be sure to tune in to our regular weekday episodes for the latest on gas prices and many other news stories that are impacting your life. New episodes are available every Monday through Friday, starting at 4 a.m. Eastern. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Until then, have a great weekend.